IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So here's an interesting story that we came across. The sighting of a rare lizard on the West Coast could impact future development plans. So what are we talking about? Well, it's the orange sunfelt lizard, and that was recently detected on the West Coast. Now, until this article, I have to tell you, I've never even heard of an orange sunfelt lizard. But just because I'm an ignoramus doesn't mean that everybody else is. We wanted to get a little bit more information about it, educate ourselves, or maybe myself, on this, and understand what the significance of this is. Chad Ketz is a research fellow at Nelson Mandela University. Chad, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing well, thank you. So educate me. What is this lizard?
This lizard. So actually, what's the major coincidence about this? That actually, I was there. I was on this trip. So the whole point of this trip was it's a big project that's been undertaken by the Endangered Wildlife Trust and the Southern African National Biodiversity Institute to kind of look for our more rare and endangered reptiles and amphibians strewn across the country. They were particularly fond of looking for things that haven't been found in a while. So obviously one of the ones that cropped up was this one, which is called the orange sandfelt lizard. Its other name is called the Lampard's Bay sandfelt lizard, and its scientific name is Leucus orientiaca. And it was recently described. So what that basically means is that it only got described as a full species back in 2018. And it was only based on like two specimens they ever managed to find in a very small part of Lampard's Bay. So at the end of last year, around about December, they compiled a team, like I said, from EWDT, Sandy, and then from all the universities. So all the pathologists came through. We went down there, and for 2 weeks we looked really hard, and we managed to find three specimens of this very beautifully marked lizard, which actually highlights the fact that as much as people aren't finding them, they are still very much present. And what's so important about this lizard is that it only exists in a very small space. So that's why there's this big news about how it's going to impact development, because at present we don't have a very good understanding of where it does and does not exist yet. So it kind of puts a hampering on developing certain areas, because we don't want to completely destroy the habitat associated with this very vibrant, very beautiful lizard.
Right. So how does one go about this? How do you manage both of these, let's say, priorities?
Well, the goal is basically, the overarching goal of any biologist is trying to understand our biodiversity, and second most is to protect it. So seeing as though we have little understanding of this lizard and where it is, we have to go into the field and kind of see the extent of its distribution. The larger the distribution an animal has, the better it is, the more safeguarded it is against development. The smaller its distribution, the less likely it's going to be safeguarded, because small impacts on the environment can really affect them, because this lizard at present is only known from a handful of specimens in a very small part of the Lampard's Bay region. So which means at present is that this animal has a very specific suite of habitats that it can actually adapt and live in. So at the moment, that's what we're kind of trying to figure out. Where does it exist? How far away from its the area we've seen it, does it exist? And is it kind of, have we got enough safe, protected areas to safeguard the species for future generations?
And in terms of this lizard itself, why is it so difficult? Why has it been so difficult to identify in the area?
Well, it comes down to one main point, is that it's a small little lizard. And most people, unfortunately, don't really care about lizards. People are very keen on charismatic animals such as rhinos, raptors, eagles, and snakes. But in the herpetological world, so that's the study of reptiles and amphibians, most people are really keen on the big venomous snakes. Unfortunately, because of that, the lizards fall under the radar. And as much as this lizard is quite hard to identify to the layman, it is a bright orange lizard, and it does move around quite a lot. So the farm workers that live in this area that see them often don't associate them with this animal with an endangered animal, because they it's kind of part and parcel of daily work. So we're not actually sure if this animal is more abundant than people are making it out to be, or whether people are just not seeing it and identifying it as this lizard. Because often you go to a place that and the animal's supposed to be very rare, and you go and you have a look, and just with a bit of training, you can start to spot that animal isn't as rare as everyone's making it out to be. It's just that no one's really looking for it.
Right. Absolutely fascinating. That's where we leave it. Chad Cates, who is a research fellow at the Nelson Mandela University, talking to us about this rare lizard, the orange sunfelt lizard, recently detected on the West Coast. It is the second recording of the species in more than 10 years.